Shoes, Robert Farfel, Simon, Afghanistan Federation, Erev Shoes.
Ezra Hashem, it's Erev Shoes. We know the Gemara in Sachem Dav Samach Ches Amid Beis brings a machlaikis of how someone is supposed to celebrate Yom Tov. There's one man, the Omar, that says, Oy kuloy lashem, oy kuloy lachem. Either it's a spiritual celebration or a physical celebration. The other Mandamar says, you split it, half physical and half spiritual. The Gemara says, however, this is by other Yamim Tavis. Omar Abelozer, Hakoil moedim batzeres de b'ino nami lachem. When it comes to Shavuos, Shavuos requires a physical celebration. My time yom shenitna by Torah. It's the day of Matan Torah. So why? Because it's the day of Matan Torah, you think you should learn more. Why is it that Shavuos requires, the day of Matan Torah requires a physical celebration? And Rashi explains, sheyismach boy. You need to show simcha b'macho b'mishta. Why? Lahara is to show Shenoyach umekubul yom zel Yisrael shenitna terabai. That it's acceptable and you're joyous and you're celebrating the fact that we receive the Torah. It's not enough that we accept the yoke of Torah. It's not enough that we accept the responsibilities and the obligation of Torah. But we have to be joyous with the fact that we have the Torah. And again, the Gemara says, goes on and says, that Mabre Ravina fasted a whole year, except 3 days, Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. Why didn't he fast on Shavuos? Yom Shenitna by Torah. And on the day you got Torah, you have to celebrate. And we see this concept of, like we say, not merely accepting the Torah, but to celebrate and to be joyous the fact that we have a Torah. Ashreinu matoyev chalkeinu. This concept is not only about Kabbalah Satorah, which is one day a year, but about all our mitzvahs, all our avodas Hashem has to be done with simcha. And it's not merely a maila in avodas Hashem, but it's intrinsic to our Avodas Hashem. In Parashas Kisavoy, after the whole Teichacha, the whole rebuke, the Torah explains why. Why would such calamities befall Klal Yisrael? And it says in the Pasuk, Tachas asher lo avadtos Hashem Elokecha b'simcha u'b'tov levav m'rov klal. You didn't serve Hashem simcha with good-heartedness amongst the abundance and the affluence. And really there's a machlekes Rishonim, how to learn this pasuk. There's one pshat found in the Mechilta, the Drashas Marach or Zerua, the Ri Bechor Shor, that Klal Yisrael was undergoing good times, times of abundance, times of affluence. Why didn't you serve Hashem in the good times? The tia is, if you have good times, recognize where it comes from. If you're enjoying affluence, enjoying abundance, recognize where it comes from. And therefore, the taina on Klal Yisrael was, why didn't you serve Hashem in the good times? As such, one reads the pasuk, Tachas asher lo yavadtos Hashem elokecha. Why? Because you didn't serve Hashem. Kama, when? B'simcha b'tuv levav m'rov klal. When you were already in times of simcha and tuv levav m'rov klal. So the Tainan Klal is, why don't you serve Hashem in the good times? However, Rabbeinu Yena, in three different places, Shari Tshuva, Dalates, beginning of Perek Ein Omdim, and on Mishlei, Perek Hafalav Pasuk Tezvav, the Sefer Ikrim, the Shlor of Chaim Vital, and the Charedim say a different pshat. The taina on Klal Yisrael was, why didn't you serve Hashem with simcha? You did serve Hashem. But you didn't serve Hashem with simcha. And therefore, as such, you read the pasuk as one run-on sentence. Tachas asher lo yavatzes Hashem lekecha b'simcha b'tuv levav merov koil. You might have served Hashem, but you didn't serve Hashem with simcha. And if you didn't serve Hashem with simcha, that itself is the cause of this rebuke. So we have a machlokes how to learn the pasuk. It's interesting to note, when you learn Rambam, it seems to be a stira in Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, says, Kolam mevatel es haTorah ma'isher. If someone is mevatel Torah when he's affluent, Seifla levatel ma'ini. One day he'll become poor and he'll still won't keep the Torah. And he says, how do I know it? He says, Inyan Zem, a Furishu b'Torah. It's a pasuk in Chumash. The Rambam says, if a person is supposed to serve Hashem ba'asher, and if he doesn't, it's taken away from him. So the Rambam is paskening really like the Mechilta. The pshat in this pasuk is, tachas asher lo yavatas Hashem lekecha, when b'simcha b'tov leivah b'rayv kol. Now there's a different Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchis Lulav, Perik Ches, Halacha Tesvav, says, HaSimcha SheYismach Odom BaSiyas HaMitzvahs BaHavas HaKel, the Simcha that you have when you do mitzvahs, Avoida Gedoylahi. It's a big Avoida to serve Hashem with Simcha. V'chol HaMeinei Atzmoy MeSimcha Zu, and if you withhold the Simcha, you serve Hashem, but without Simcha, royally paramimenu. He deserves to be punished. Shenemar tachas ha-shalevata, Hashem lekecha, b'simcha b'tov levav. The Rambam says the second shot. Now there's only one shot in the pasuk. You can either learn it, tachas ha-shalevata, Hashem lekecha. Stop, you didn't serve Hashem when, in times of simcha b'tov levav. Or you can learn it, tachas ha-shalevata, Hashem lekecha, b'simcha b'tov levav, that's how you didn't serve Hashem. Either the taina is you didn't serve Hashem in times of simcha, or the taina is that you didn't serve Hashem with simcha. But how does the Rambam paskin both? I would like to suggest the answer is as follows, that you have to look at the trap in the pasuk, the Tameya Negina. They say, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say, tell me any pasuk in all of Tanakh, and I'll tell you what the trap is. So he said, what, you have such a memory? He says, no, because if you understand Torah and Nach, you'll know that the trap always fits the pshat. So now let's give a look at the trap. It says, Tachas asher lo yavatas Hashem alekecha v'simcha v'tuv levav, and under the levav is esnachta, which means stop. Then, the words afterward is meroiv koil, which has a tipcha and a seif pasuk. What... If you read the trap properly, what you'll see is that there's two statements in this pasuk. There's one, Tachas asher levatas Hashem lekecha b'simcha b'tuv levav. You didn't serve Hashem b'tuv levav, b'simcha. And then there's another taina on the Klal Yisrael. Merayv koil. There was a time that you had rayv koil. So the Rambam says that the pasuk is saying both things. How do I know this? Even though I don't know dictic that well. The answer is very simple. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam, when he says, the Rambam in Talmud Torah, he says, Kol mevatel haTorah ma'isher seif levatel ayni. He says, V'inyan zeh mefurish b'kra, says it in the Torah, and he quotes the whole pasuk. Tachas asher lo yavatas Hashem lekecha, b'simcha b'tuv levav meroiv koil. The Rambam in Hilchos Lulav, when he says that you should serve Hashem with simcha, and if not you get punished, he says it in the Torah. And he doesn't add the last two words of the pasuk Merayv Koil. The Torah says the last two words of the pasuk Merayv Koil is going on the beginning of the pasuk. You didn't serve Hashem when you had Merayv Koil. That's one Tainan Klal Yisrael. And then there's another Tainan Klal Yisrael. You didn't serve Hashem with Simcha. Now we have to understand this. The first pshat, you didn't serve Hashem in times of abundance. That's a Tainan Klal Yisrael that we understand. Okay, you had abundance, you had affluence, things were going good, you're living in the good times, why don't you serve Hashem? So that we understand why there should be a Teichacha. But let's take the second pshat, Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat. You didn't serve Hashem with simcha. You served Hashem. You were dedicated. But you didn't serve Hashem with simcha. So the question is, what's the taina? Maybe they weren't happy. Not at all. It's not at all times that we are happy, that we are joyous. And really, if someone serves Hashem even when they're not happy, so that shows a certain dedication to Avodas Hashem. What is the process? What's the methodology of making yourself happy in Avodas Hashem when you're not happy at this moment? You're going through difficult times. So the first thing is that before you get to Simcha in Avodas Hashem, there's something called Simcha Sachayim. The pasuk in Eicha says, "Ma yis'oinein odom chai." What is a live person complaining? And the Medrash says, "Daya yishu chai." It's sufficient. It's enough that you're alive. In other words, we have to recognize the gift of life. It's a schus. It's a merit to be alive. It's an opportunity. And the aleph is we have to have simchas achayim. Simchas achayim means that we recognize the gift of life. Not everyone has it. And if a person is alive, no matter how difficult time they're going through, they're immensely wealthier and immensely more successful than people that are not alive. And therefore, we have to walk around and push it. I'm happy to be alive today. Now we go to Simcha in Avodas Hashem. What is it about Avodas Hashem that should bring us to Simcha? We understand Avodas Hashem is an obligation. We understand it's a responsibility. We will do it with dedication and devotion. But what should make us happy when we serve Hashem? I'll tell you three different approaches found in the Rishonim. In the Sefer Hasidim, he says as follows. Simcha. There's a simcha when you serve Hashem. The masav bon lefnei hamelech, that our actions are brought in front of the king, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'heim l'tzoynei, and he wants them. Reishis Chachma says, mitzvoysav tachshitei hamelech. The same thing is found in Yaras Dvash. The very fact that the melech, malchei hamelechim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is interested in our avodas Hashem. We are so insignificant. Our Avodas Hashem is of such minuscule value. Why should Hashem care about it? Just to give you a mashal, since you're all English here. Imagine you got a call from Buckingham Palace. Queen's on the line. She wants to know what you had for breakfast. You should know how the average Englishman would react. They'd be pumped or chuffed or whatever the word is. But she's not going to call. She doesn't care what you ate for breakfast. The Melech Malchei Hamelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does care what you ate for breakfast. He wants to know, did you make a bracha? Was it kosher? Did you make a bracha achreina? So you should know the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom cares about what I, little me, what I do with my insignificant actions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about it. And they bring ratzon to Hashem. As the Reishis Chachma said, Hashem adds it to His crown. This is the crowning glory of Hashem. Yisrael Asher Becha Espar. That itself should bring us to Simcha. Rabbeinu Yaina himself in Mishlei says a different pshat in Simcha. In the Sefer Hasidim, Simcha is joy. I'm happy. Rabbeinu Yaina says, Midas HaSimcha, the Mida of Simcha, is His Oirer HaLev, the awakening of the heart, v'spashet haruach, and the expansion of the spirit, al metzoy cheftzoy, that the person is finding his purpose, is accomplishing his purpose. When someone accomplishes their purpose in the world, they have a deep sense of satisfaction. Rabbeinu Yaina says this sense of satisfaction is called simcha. In other words, it doesn't mean simcha as joy, but simcha means you have a sense of satisfaction. As the Rambam writes in Hilchas Gerushin, Ritzoinei amiti shel adam, the inner will of a person is to do what's good. That's Kaifan Oyim Sayachi Yami Reitzani. The Magid Mishnah at the end of Hilchas Lulav says, Yavin ha'odam, a person should understand, ki lekach noitzar, for that he was created, l'shamish eskainai, to serve Hashem, And when a person does what he was created for, Yismach v'yagol, he celebrates and he is joyous. And therefore Rabbeinu Yonah says, the simcha is not simcha, but it's a deep sense of satisfaction. I'm accomplishing what I'm here for in this world. You know, we say in davening, Novalitzian, Baruch hu Elokeinu, Shebaranu l'chvodai, V'hivdilanu min hatoyim. And he separated us from those that are lost. We don't talk about that they're Rishon, that they're evil, that they're bad. They're just plain lost. They're going through life not fulfilling their purpose. And we thank Hashem, Baruch hu Elokeinu, Shebaranu l'chvodai, and we know what we're here for. And we ask, it's interesting, we ask, who yiftach libeinu b'sayrosa v'yasa libeinu avasa v'yirasa. We ask that Hashem should open our hearts to Torah. We should have avas Hashem and yiras Hashem. Now, leman, why? Now, if I want to sell you something, it's axiomatic, I have to give you my strongest reason why you should buy it. So the chayr, we would have said, why should we have avas Hashem, avas Torah? We should go to Eilam Abba, whatever. But that's not what it says. We say in davening every day, "Laman lo nigal lo rik lo neled la b'holam," that we shouldn't perfect live an empty life. The greatest joy, the greatest sense of satisfaction, the greatest thing is that you're not living for nothing. You're accomplishing something in this world. And therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah says that the simcha in avodas Hashem is a sense of satisfaction that we're accomplishing something. So that's the second shot. The first shot to say for Hasidim that you have joy that Hashem is interested in our Avodas Hashem and wants our Avodas Hashem. The second shot is Rabbeinu Yonah that Hashem is, that we have a sense of satisfaction we're fulfilling our purpose. Now let's go one more shot. Rashi, say again, davening tilim ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, serve Hashem b'simcha, boil b'fana b'nana, du'u ki Hashem hu elokim. Know that Hashem is Elohim. What does it mean, know that? And that's the reason why we should be besimcha. So Rashi says, Du'u ki Hashem hu Elohim, u'meshalem schar pulaschem, that you're going to get rewarded. Why should you have simcha? Because I'm getting reward. The simcha is on the schar. So it's an obvious question. But it says in Pirkei Avos that you should serve Hashem, shaloy al menas l'kavol pras. You shouldn't be thinking, shouldn't be motivated by reward. So why is Rashi, how is Rashi saying that du'u ki Hashem hu Elokim, that you should know there's reward? And the truth is that there's a stira in Pirkei Avos itself. Rabbeinu Yonah asked the question. It says, havi misham shesarav shaloy al menas l'kavol pras, that's in Perik Aleph. In Perik Beis, it says, v'nemen hu ba'al melachtachal l'shalim, Schar pula secha. Don't worry, Hashem's going to pay you. But if I'm not supposed to be thinking about schar, so what do you tell me? Don't worry, Hashem's going to pay you. And the answer is, Rabbeinu Yonah himself says it, a bit more explanation, that there's a difference between motivation and recognition. Our motivation to serve Hashem is supposed to be pure. Shalai al menas l'kavol pras. But it doesn't stop us from having the recognition that there is reward. Rashi is saying, "Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, boil fana benona, du'u ki Hashem elokim, Hashem is going to pay you." That's not why you serve Hashem, but you have this recognition should bring you to simcha. We say in Tfilas of Nechunya ben Akana, "Onu ratzum v'heim ratzum, onu ratzum l'chaya elam abo, we're running to elam abo, v'heim ratzum l'ber shachas." The question is, we already said before, Anu amelam mekablam sachar, v'heim amelam ve'enam mekablam sachar. So we already spoke about reward. What is this anu ratzen v'heim ratzen? Zot Rabbeinu Yonah. You should know, as one gets older, you start feeling pains and aches. You know, when you're young, you think you're going to live forever. Moshitz. Hai barna, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Hai barna shtar b'hai alma v'sava dilehu. He lives in this world, he thinks he owns the world. V'dar be l'dari darin. He's going to be here for all generations. Every person thinks they're going to live forever. And it's not really our fault. Because Adam HaRishon was supposed to live forever. And then only because of the Eitz HaDas did he die. And that's why, deep down, every person has a feeling of being eternal. Besides that they have a neshama, even the guf was supposed to be eternal. And then later it was cut off. So, but as you get a bit older, and things start aching, things start paining, you realize that this machine doesn't last forever. As a matter of fact, I saw a fascinating study in the University of Paris. They did a study, how long would a person last if they didn't get ill? Everyone dies of an illness. What happens if they wouldn't die of an illness? How long would their body cells last? And they studied it, each cell, and the answer was 120 years. Admir Esser. That's how long this machine could last. So, you feel time is running away. Time is escaping you. So that's what it says. The person feels that they're running. They're running to an end. So over there, Hashem have a sense of satisfaction. Onur Ratzon Behem Ratzon. We're all running, and we're running to an end to the end line. But Onur Ratzon L'chai Elam Abba. We have the recognition we're going to Elam Abba. So what we see is as follows. How do we develop simcha in ourselves? Is, number one, just be happy you're alive. Pashut simcha sachayim. Simcha in Avedis Hashem is A, that Hashem is interested and wants our mitzvahs. Two, satisfaction that we're fulfilling our purpose. And three, the recognition that there is chayim. But there's two prerequisites to this. It says, the pasuk, Or zarua la tzadik, ule yishrei lev simcha. To merit simcha, you have to have yashrus alev. The Gemara in Tainus Daf Tezvav says, lo yakoil la'ira. Not everyone has light. V'lo yakoil simcha. Not everyone has simcha. Tzadikim la'ira. Or zarua la tzadik. Only tzadikim have light. V'yesharim la'simcha. For simcha, you have to be straight. What does it mean, straight? What does it mean, yashrus? To be a kli kibble for simcha, you need yashrus halev. Your heart has to be straight. That you do things without any ulterior motives. You're only going to achieve simcha and avedas Hashem when we serve Hashem, because we're supposed to serve Hashem. As long as a person has an ulterior motive, so then the person won't achieve simcha. That shat in our tefillahs, we say, V'taher libeinu la'avdecha v'emes. Purify our hearts, remove all the ulterior motives, and then we'll serve Hashem truthfully. We'll serve Hashem truthfully, then it'll be l'yishrei leiv simcha. That's one prerequisite. The other prerequisite, Rabbeinu Bache, happens to be in this week's parasha. Chayiv odom liyos sameach b'mitzvah, k'sha'oysa isam. You should be happy with a mitzvah when, if you do it, a year acherim oisim. Even if you're not doing a mitzvah, you see someone else doing a mitzvah, it should bring you to simcha. Rabbeinu Yoina writes on Mishli, HaTzadik yismach kashazul osoy oivdim es Hashem. HaTzadik is happy when he sees other people being oivd Hashem. And the opposite is also true. Why is that so? It's not a self-centered Ovid Hashem. If a person is only happy when they're serving Hashem, so it's about the person themselves. It's self-centered. I want to be serve Hashem. I want to be close to Hashem. If, however, you're happy when other people serve Hashem, then it's not about you, it's about Hashem. I'm happy that Hashem's will is being fulfilled. I'm happy that people are recognizing the kingship of Hashem in this world. This is a prerequisite for Avedis Hashem, for Simcha and Avedis Hashem, is the Simcha doesn't come even from your accomplishment. The Simcha comes from the fact that Hashem's will is being done. I tell a story when Rav Dessler moved to Eretz Yisrael. And one of his Talmidim had opened up a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and he invited Rav Dessler to come visit this yeshiva at night, midnight. Kids there, Rav Dessler comes into yeshiva with his Talmud. It's midnight, the middle of the night, and the yeshiva is packed. The boys are learning. And the yeshiva was quelling nachas, and he told Rav Dessler, isn't this a Kiddush Hashem? And Rav Dessler asked him, tell me, are you as happy when your competitor's yeshiva is also full at midnight? Or it's only when it's your yeshiva? What does he ask again? Is this about Torah or is this about you? It's two totally different things. It looks the same. But whom is this about? Our simcha has to be about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is happening. They tell a story, the Oyev Yisrael, the Abderav, was once giving a drasha about the greatness of Avraham Avinu. And he was going on and on. He became enraptured with the thought of the godless of Avraham Avinu. So one of the chassidim stopped him and said, Rebbe, would you like to trade places with Avraham Avinu? You become Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu becomes the Abderav. So he thought for a moment, longer than a moment, he was picturing I'm Avraham Avinu. And then he said, absolutely not. They said, why? Because after all is said and done, Hashem is still going to have one Avraham Avinu and one Abderav. What's the difference if we change who it is? I'm much better off, Leman Hashem, to be a better Abderav. And let Avraham Avinu be Avraham Avinu, and I'm going to be a better Abderav. In other words, what he's saying is that we're thinking about our Avodas Hashem from the perspective of the Rebbeinu Shlom, perspective of that Hashem's will is being fulfilled. As we are on Erev Shuas, the Yom Tov where Hakol Moedim Debeino Nami Lachem, Yom Shenitna LaTorah, we're supposed to be joyous with the Kabbalah Satorah, we're supposed to be joyous in our Avodas Hashem. What we have to do is constantly remind ourselves of these three Yesaitis. One, we have tremendous joy that Hashem is interested in our Avodas Hashem, that He wants it. Number two, have the deep sense of satisfaction that we're fulfilling our purpose in this world. We're not living for nothing. We're accomplishing something. And number three, the recognition that reward is awaiting us. Tremendous reward awaits us. However, we must purify our hearts and look at all of it from a perspective of that Hashem's will is being fulfilled. Not about us, but it's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we do so, we'll certainly be zeicha to the true Kabbalah Satorah, and Klal Yisrael will merit the refuas, yeshuas, nechamas, bechlal, tachinu bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Each one of us, befrat, will merit the gula shleim of Mherav Yameinu.